Great Country Q94, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by last week's Papa Murphy's Subway Athlete of the Week, Caden Lomas, a student athlete from Waseca Steuben High School. Caden had a big week last week for the Hornets of Waseca Steuben, including a 37-point performance against the Ithaca Bulldogs. Caden, first off, congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a fun year for you guys. I know conference championship was the goal, and you didn't get to that point, but still a lot of successful games this year, a lot of exciting, fun ball games. You've been playing some good competition this year, and now you got a chance to kind of right some wrongs with all those teams here in your half sectional.
Yeah, it's been a fun year. Been a lot of tough games, for sure. We went through a rough stretch there for a little while. Yes, conference was the main goal, but we got some bigger goals that we're trying to get right now. Starts with the regional and then goes from there.
Yeah, you got Ithaca coming up this Friday. And then you have, you know, you got, obviously Ithaca is going to be a fun one, a tough one. But you got Seneca on that list after that. You got potentially a Southwestern or Potosi after that, two teams you've lost to. And then you're playing for a chance to go to the state tournament. So there's all those things where you can say, yeah, we've had some tough losses, but all those games are right out in front of us to go right some wrongs.
Exactly. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun next few weeks for sure.
When we've covered your games over the last couple of years, obviously Seth gets a lot of the focus offensively, rightfully so, a very good player. But there's always, you look in the box score and all of a sudden, oh, Caden's got 20 points. How did he get 20 points? Or Caden's got 25 tonight. How did that happen? I don't think he took more than 10 shots. So I think folks are slowly starting to realize, hey, we gotta watch out for this Lomas kid. He can light up a scoreboard, and he did that against Ithaca last time out. 37 points. Is that a career high for you?
That is a career high, yes.
What did you feel that night going to the game? Did you have a sense during warmups, hey, this is going to be a big night?
Well, I went into the game knowing we played at Ithaca earlier in the year, and they kind of focused Seth. Seth and I didn't really play well, so I knew Seth and I wanted to get some revenge. So, and I knew their 2-3, they really focused on Seth, and they're really ball side, so I was weak side. Seth found me on a bunch of skip passes across the court, and shots were just falling. It was a fun night.
Yeah, it's sure. One of those things with Seth where you need to be ready for the ball at all times, because it can come to you in the weirdest fashion. He could be in the air, and you don't even think he's going to pass it, and all of a sudden it's being thrown behind his back or around his head, and it's coming right to you.
Exactly. It's fun to play with, honestly. It's just a fun type of ball player to play with, because he actually did have a behind the back pass to a three-pointer that night.
That doesn't surprise me at all. And it's a fun group to watch to play between Cohen Redmond, Carson Redmond, Cooper Lomas, you know, Lucius Cooley. I could keep going on the list. Everyone just seems to have found their role, fit their role, whether it's I'm going to screen 90 to 100 times a ball game and try to get shooters open, roll to the cup, scrap for rebounds, play hard-nosed defense. Everyone seems to fit their role, and when they need to make a big play, they go and do it.
Yeah. Beginning of the year, we weren't really true to our identity. A lot of kids were struggling to figure out like what they were doing and how to do it. But as the year's gone on, for sure, with a bunch of leadership and just knowing your role, the biggest thing, and it just worked, and that's why we've been on a little hot stretch lately, and it's been fun.
Yeah, you mentioned to me, we're talking here on this Wednesday after your playoff win last night against Kickapoo, and you mentioned just you and Seth coming back from last year's team having playoff experience, and so some guys, a little bit of nerves going into that one. So it was good to have a game last night, get your feet wet a little bit, because you got a big one on Friday.
For sure. You could tell some guys were timid last night. Seth and I were just telling them, calm down. It's just another basketball game. Just play your game. You play your role, and we're going to win this game. And that's luckily what happened.
What did it feel like going through the voting process for Pop Murphy Subway Athlete of the Week? First off, could you feel steam picking up, or, you know, folks saying, hey, I voted for you, I saw this, stuff getting shared on Facebook?
Yes, for sure. My mom was on her phone constantly. I was like, Mom, what are you doing on your phone? Like, and she's like, I'm just voting for you, like crazily, like just reloading it and voting like crazy. And she had my brothers doing it too. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun. It very deserved, obviously, the 37 points, a career high. But the things you do that I think if folks have to see you in person, and I hope they hear when we call your game Friday night against Ithaca, I hope they can hear it through the radio. The things that you're doing, it's not always you putting the ball in the basket, but the little things, you know, defense, you're guarding 1 through 5 sometimes defensively. So there's things that go into a Pop Murphy Subway Athlete of the Week that aren't just, hey, I scored a lot of points. You know, you can stuff the stat sheet a lot of different ways.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Caden. Once again, congratulations. Thanks for joining us here. And congratulations on the win last night, and good luck Friday night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.